It's a small temple like a little small country church. We've gotten members from out of town that have come here from a bigger community, and they maybe stayed here 10 or 15 years. And one thing about every one of them tells me, or even somebody that just walks through the door for the first time, they'll say, you know, I feel as close to God here as I've ever felt in my life.
Tom Sofer was once a teenager helping the rabbi at Temple Beth El in Beckley with maintenance and yard work. Decades later, he's president of Temple Beth El and still doing that maintenance and yard work. He tells us the small cinder block building, updated years later with a stucco exterior, was built in 1935.
At that time, there was a large group of Jewish people in Beckley, a lot of merchants, and they were conducting services like in people's homes. They were also using a few churches around the area. And then they said, you know, maybe we need to put a temple together.
The town of Beckley donated the land for the construction of the building. Throughout the 20th century and into the new millennium, Judaism has clearly been a minority religion in the southern coal fields, and those numbers continue to decline. At its peak in the 1960s, there were 60 Jewish families in Beckley alone that were active congregants. Sofer estimates the temple now has about 30 families, and those are drawn from throughout the region.
Back in the 90s, when my kids were involved in Temple Beth El, there was a nice group of kids and parents that were very active in the temple, and we had Hanukkah parties and the high holidays. The temple was full of laughter and, you know, little footsteps running up and down the aisles and those type of things. And now, in 2014, the kids have all grown up and they've gone their way. And not all of the parents come to temple on a regular basis, so...
Does that worry you?
Yes, it's concerning. But, you know, there is a core group of Jewish people in the community, and they really, really want it to work.
My name is Scott Gelman. I am the student rabbi at Temple Beth El in Beckley, and they are so excited to have me, and I am so excited to be here with them.
Scott Gelman is a second-year student at Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion in Cincinnati. He drives from Ohio once a month to lead this congregation in Sabbath services, education classes, and special events. Because membership has declined, Temple Beth El hasn't been able to afford a full-time rabbi since its last and beloved rabbi, Isidore Wien, died in 2000.
So this program really enables Judaism to continue thriving in small communities. I've had experience leading services in other realms, but to be the spiritual leader of this congregation, of this incredible community, is such an honor.
Gelman explains Temple Beth El is a Reformed synagogue, a denomination of Judaism that actively reaches out to be part of the greater community.
Our ties with the Jewish community and the greater community is really shown here on the Bima, which is the stage. We have an Israeli flag, and on the other side, we have an American flag, showing that we are truly have one foot in each community.
Also on the Bima, or the stage, is the menorah, a 7-branch candelabra replicating what the Bible says was used in the Temple of Jerusalem. Also in this area, the lighted memorial boards, names of members of the synagogue who have passed away.
And actually, the synagogue does a very interesting thing that I have not seen in other synagogues. They have names of important people in the world who they feel have had an impact on the world, weren't necessarily part of the community here, but we have names like John F. Kennedy and actually Anwar Sadat as well.
And in the center, the Ark, representing the Ark of the Covenant, which the Israelites built in the desert when Moses came down with the tablets.
And so inside of the Ark, this community has two Torahs. Judaism today is not Torah law, but is extrapolations, and it is the original blueprint, but is not the blueprint for our living nowadays.
On this cold winter's evening with the snow steadily falling, about 15 members of Temple Beth El listen to Rabbi Gelman link a recent Jewish holiday that celebrates nature with what he called the environmental tragedy of the chemical spill in the Elk River, and then ultimately with the temple's concern about its future.
Last week, we celebrated the holiday of Tu B'Shvat, and Tu B'Shvat specifically celebrates the New Year of Trees. So this New Year of Trees helps us to think about the environment and its ebbs and flows, but it is still easy to take for granted what we have, that is, until it's gone. We all learned how to not take the life source that comes out of the tap for granted. This building and its community are the lifeline of the Jewish community in Beckley. We must remember that this building stands and this community thrives because of those who never took it for granted.
The congregation celebrated this evening the birthday of 90-year-old Irene Fink, a member of one of the founding families of the temple.
My name is Irene Besso Fink. I came to Beckley in 1943. My husband, Sidney Fink, family of L.J. Fink, we had the Hub and Vogue. Wonderful family store uptown and a woman's specialty shop. It just has been a wonderful community, and there's no place like Beckley, West Virginia.
That's lovely. Let me ask you, what has Temple Beth El meant to you personally? Can you talk about what this building and everything that it stands for?
Anything that is good, progressive, honest, which is very difficult to come by. Continuously growing. What we learned very, very young, what the good Lord taught us. Health, nature, beauty, honesty.
I'm Kenneth Fink. I'm actually a resident of Huntington, and I came up today to both because of the traditions in the temple and to honor my mom's birthday. Even though I'm from Huntington, I've kept in touch with what goes on here, and I was born and raised here and was bar mitzvahed here, in fact, many years ago. So I have fond memories standing in the sanctuary and see a lot of names on the memorial board that I knew. Members of this community have always been active in public issues and the growth of Beckley, and certainly the congregation has diminished in numbers. As you probably know, many synagogues over West Virginia in the recent years have closed and consolidated. But I think people here have a sense of hope that somehow they'll find a will and a way, and hopefully people will return or people will gravitate here. They make a great effort to try to keep the place going, and I'm proud of them. That's why I came tonight.
So this small congregation moves forward with the doors of the temple wide open. Temple Beth El is now readying for its yearly Holocaust Remembrance Day event, begun years ago by member Max Lewin of Beckley, who lost several members of his family in the Holocaust. Upon his death, Lewin bequeathed funds to carry on the annual public event.
This year we'll be talking about the righteous among the nations. Those who were not Jewish, those who were not the target of the Nazis of Germany, but helped Jews get out of Germany or other lands where the Nazis had taken over. The righteous among the nations is a category that holds great importance in the Jewish community when we speak about the Holocaust.
This Holocaust Remembrance Day event will be held April 27th at 1 in the afternoon at the University of Charleston Beckley campus. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Suzanne Higgins in Beckley.